All That No Ram, we back with another video. I go by the name of Stelta Producer. We got Dope Boy Bush. And today we are continuing our season preview, you know what I'm saying? Or our projections, I should say, of each NBA team. Today we are talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. But before we get to that, if this is your first time to the channel, please hit that sub button, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you think about the topic today, which is the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, this team is a weird team because when I look at the roster, I personally love this roster. I do. I like LeBron. Yeah. I like Luka. I like Rui. I like Austin Reeves. I feel like, you know, Gabe Vincent. La Rivera. Excuse me.
Marcus Smart.
Marcus Smart, DeAndre. Hey, he looked really good game one, Marcus Smart.
He did.
I was kind of surprised at how much he was bringing to the table. The only thing about the Lakers is I do feel like they have depth, but they don't utilize it all the time. JJ Redick uses the guys that he trusts, and I feel like that might be at the detriment to this team moving forward long term. That's the only thing I want to see. Are you going to utilize your bench and are you going to get the most out of them? Because I feel like you got some guys that can play. Connect, he can shoot, but you know, can you put him in the right spots to maximize his talents and so he can help your roster and help your team win? But I mean, you know, so LeBron, we know he's not starting. He won't be back for a few weeks, right? 3-4 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
So right now, you know, Luka Doncic is running the show. What are your thoughts moving forward with this Laker team?
Surprisingly, hey, a lot of people go ahead, you know, say hate on me for this because they know that I'm not a real big Laker fan at all. Mm-hmm. But I actually like this roster.
Me too. No, me too.
I like the players and pieces that they have here. And we named quite a few of them. JJ Redick has to just figure out how to
put the puzzle pieces together
involved. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that that's going to be his Achilles heel, because if he can't figure it out, they're going to be in for another long season and be disappointed. And then you have to go ahead and start looking, hey, where can we fix and where can we go? Mm-hmm. And I know this is LeBron's guy. I know LeBron wanted him to go ahead and come in as a head coach.
From
what I've seen so far, I think JJ needs to go ahead and coach a little bit more, but be an assistant coach. I don't think that he has to be a head coach just yet, because when you look at the roster from last year, hasn't changed outside of you bringing in Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and looking at what I've seen, you have Jackson Hayes. You had him playing at one point. You stopped playing him, you know.
Well, you brought in LaRavia, but are you going to play him, you know?
Are you going to play him?
Maxi Kleber came over with Luka last year.
Are you going to play him too as well? Because he was a contributor over there with Dallas
at one point.
So
he was.
You have pieces here on this roster that can legitimately help you out and make a deep playoff run and possibly get into a finals and win.
Yeah.
You have to figure out how you're going to go ahead and make this rotation work. You have the assets and the pieces here. Figure it out. Marcus Smart.
Figure it out.
A defensive-minded guy. He's bringing that defensive toughness that he's had throughout his years of being in the league over here. You add him with LeBron, and then now you brought DeAndre Ayton over here. So they have the pieces.
They do.
They have the pieces to go ahead and compete. They have the pieces to go ahead and make a deep playoff run. They need to figure out how to put it together, because if they don't, it's going to be another disappointing season. And you have to start looking at
somebody. Let's talk about it. And I don't feel like they're going to point the finger at JJ Redick if they don't figure it out. I agree with you.
It needs to.
But again, you can't just keep firing coaches. You know what I'm saying? It's only his second year. You can't fire him. But if you're the coach, or if you're a GM and you're having a meeting with JJ Redick, schematically, what do you want this team to look like as far as their play, the way they play? What do you want to emphasize? Do you want to move the ball? Do you want, you know, Luka the ball hog like he did the other night? Like, I don't think that's I don't think that's conducive to winning. I don't.
No, I
saw Hachimura and Gabe Vincent on both corners of the court wide open, and he was just going to the rack taking contests. I'm like, bro. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't feel like that's conducive to winning. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you. When you have players like this, Luka, you got to go ahead and trust in your players.
Trust your teammates.
You know what I mean? So you do have two players that were on the wings who are actually great, good shooters. You know, don't try to do too much to try to prove a point.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah.
You know, and then for me, I would like this team to run fast pace, get up and down the court. I don't know if LeBron's going to be able to sustain that for all 82 games. I know he's going to be some games he's going to go ahead and have some DNPs because of rest or whatever the case may be. But this team has the talent to run fast.
They do.
And be up and down, you know, team.
I would put a little bit
more emphasis on defense.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Have Luka buy into playing defense because, you know, that's been one of his.
He looked a little better defensively. He looked a little better. He did.
Definitely.
I feel like it's a good team. I feel like you run some pick and roll action with DeAndre Ayton.
Pick and rolls,
have him roll. I would do high pick and rolls, have him rotate, and you could throw oops to him. Like he used to love to do that in Dallas with Lively and Gafford.
Yes.
Do that with Ayton. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Do that with Ayton. You know, Austin Reeves, he could break people down, you know what I'm saying, create his own shot. Get him the ball more. You know what I'm saying? More cut action. Rui, like I said, we said Rui's in the corner chilling. Get him the ball. He can make the shot. So, I mean, I feel like the Lakers have something here. It's just schematically, they got to figure it out. To me, I'm watching that first game that they lost, and I'm like, J.J. Redick, this can't be the offense you drew up. Just give the ball to Luke and just go to the rack and just take whatever. That can't be what you're asking. Like,
And LeBron looked highly...
Didn't he look a little irritated?
Unentertained.
I saw that.
What was going on?
I saw that. And I don't know if it was because they were losing or if it was because of what he saw.
Which we're kind of speaking of right now. You can tell that in his facial expressions.
Because the one thing we can't say about LeBron is he does not move the ball. He moves the ball. He's always looking to, okay, where's the best shot?
The facilitator, yes.
Who has the best shot right now? Luka, I just feel like his IQ is crazy. Yeah, his IQ is crazy. And Luka has it too, but he really didn't show that too much game one. Just because I want to look real quick. You can make your last few points while I'm looking up something. But
the only thing I would just say is that, you know, the next game that they play, which I think is today, if I'm not mistaken, I want to see a different Luka. I don't want to see the same Luka that I seen in opening night where you're pretty much ball hogging and you're not getting the ball to your players for them to go ahead and create.
And some people may say, well, he had 9 assists game one, but it wasn't an effective.
No,
9 assists. It was a stat padding. 9 assists. It was
right.
Because in certain moments there were dudes wide open. I'm like, bro, that's the play. Go over there, and he just wouldn't do it.
So they actually play the Timberwolves tonight. They play the Timberwolves. It's a primetime game on TV. So we're gonna go ahead and get another dose of the Lakers on primetime television to actually see how they're gonna run this offense again and how Luka's gonna go ahead and look. Is he gonna be that point guard to where he like he did in Dallas to get his players involved? Can he go ahead and do that?
Before we get up out of here, my last question to you. Playoffs for this team.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, no doubt.
There's no way.
On your team, man, and you got Luka on your team, there should be
Austin
no
Reeves.
Way on hell you should not make the playoffs.
And again,
Austin Reeves too, as well.
Reiterating your point, I love the Marcus Smart pickup. He's going to help this team.
He's the X factor.
He's going to help this team. Playoffs, yes. Now, when they get there, we'll see what happens. I feel like they have a roster that can make a run. We'll see. A lot of good teams in the Western Conference, man. A lot of good teams in the Western Conference.
A lot of teams going to be beating up on each other.
A lot of teams. And we're going to see, you know, over the course of, you know, saying the season, you know, attrition, will injuries, how would that play a factor? Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good teams right now in this Western Conference. All in, no rim. Man, you know what I'm saying? Lakers going to be an interesting team. Again, please like, comment, subscribe. Check us on your podcast apps and your podcast outlets. And we will get back at y'all with the next video. Peace.